This is a consultation on the patient named Ashley, A-S-H-L-E-Y, last name McCracken, M-C-C-R-A-C-K-E-N. Ashley McCracken, M-C-C-R-A-C-K-E-N, date of birth, February 9, 1984. Patient seen for Dr. Chance. C-H-A-N-C, Chance Dingler, D-I-N-G-L-E-R, and Nocona, Texas, N-O-C-O-N-N-A, Texas, N-O-C-O-N-A, sorry, N-O-C-A-N-A, Texas, Nocona, Texas, New Paragraph. Dear Dr. Dingler, thank you for this referral. This 42-year-old female comes here for evaluation today. She used to smoke but quit 7 years ago. She does vape, alcohol none. Alcohol only socially. She denies any drug allergies. She used to be a probation officer, but she has not worked now for several months. Her history goes back to September of 2025, when she had abdominal pain with hematemesis. She was then transferred to medical center in Fort Worth. She was believed to have a thromboembolism of artery going to the stomach. She was in Fort Worth Hospital for almost 3 months. During that hospitalization, she had multiple surgery, including cholecystectomy, removal of part of small intestine and stomach, and part of large intestine. Subsequently, she was seen for consultation at Duke's Medical Center in Carolinas. While at Fort Worth Medical Center, she was in lots of pain and she had PCA. Now she has a PICC line. That's the only way she is able to get nutrition. She is on total parenteral nutrition now. She also has a G-tube. Basically, it is used for drainage. Patient does have nausea and vomiting, and she is not able to take anything by mouth except sometimes medications. Because of her arterial thromboembolism, she was placed on Lovenox. She has been on Lovenox since. She does not like to take these shots, and that's why she is here, to see if she could be switched to oral anticoagulation. She also required chronic pain management. New paragraph. Physical exam. She is very pleasant. 42-year-old female, 5'7" tall, weighing 174. Blood pressure 107/76. Eyes ENT. Unremarkable, lymph node negative in the neck, chest symmetrical, lungs were clear, heart regular, abdomen multiple scars, extremities no edema. New paragraph. Diagnosis 1, history of arterial embolism involving possible gastric artery. Diagnosis 2, total parenteral nutrition at this point. Diagnosis 3, chronic pain. New paragraph. When when seen last week, I had ordered some coagulation profile and CBC. Her WBC was 5.7, hemoglobin 10.1, hematocrit 32.5, platelet count was 248. Her antithrombin 3 level was slightly low at 79. Protein C activity was 98%. Protein S was low at 41%. Free protein S antigen was 67, however. Antithrombin 3 was low at 84. Phospholipid were unremarkable. Cardiolipin antibody was non-diagnostic. Factor 5 Leiden mutation was also negative. New paragraph. Recommendations at this point, I think it might be possible to switch her to Eliquis 2.5 milligram twice daily, and we will reevaluate her in 3 months. It appears because of continued abdominal issues, she might need further surgeries or subsequent evaluations. So she might be committed to anticoagulation for a long period of time. I have advised her to come follow up in 3 months. Thank you. This is a consultation on Ashley McCracken, MC. CRACKEN. Thank you.